This poem is named Broody Bitch. Breakfast. Time for eggs. Run out to the coop to move salt my hen and see what's below. I notice her, salt. Puffed out feathers, a new glazed over look in her eyes. Just like that, maternal instincts kicked in. And she has stretched her consciousness past caring about anything other than the heating of eggs. I earnestly look for an egg. She fluffs her feathers, almost purrs in response to my reaching, her superheated underbelly, her eyes sunny side up, glisten with remiss. She has just one duty. The eggs. Oh, marvelous, mysterious, most important eggs. These eggs that don't exist. You see no male counterpart, no cock to ensure her time is invested. Her trials over the eggs will come to nothing more than a great story about a broody hen who sat in a box and got lost in her well of wishes. A hot box, scrambled with, lost hope of being a mother hen. What sad luck that nature would, despite having no mate, still entrance her with no other outcome than an exhausted, overheated, hunger-starved, confused pile of poultry. I pause. Is that what happened to me all those years ago? One day I was a normal woman living my life. Then it happened. The switch. Poached. All I could see was babies and more babies, and I needed babies until I had my fix and there was nothing that could stop me over easy me. There was no high fence to cage my heated underbelly, no careful mother hen to keep me from finding the cock. Oh no, not this broody bitch. I got my cock and had all three. And was it love? Or was it the same? Glazed over, don't give a fuck about anything but making these babies and keeping them warm. Over. Easy.